Today, we will read Luke chapter 22, verses 31 through 46. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that you would speak to us today. Lord, open our hearts to understand what it is that you're saying and how your word applies to our lives. Lord, teach us, speak to us in some way today. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke 22, 31 through 46. Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift all of you as wheat. But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. But he replied, Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death. Jesus answered, I tell you, Peter, before the rooster crows today, you will deny three times that you know me. Then Jesus asked them, when I sent you without purse, bag, or sandals, did you lack anything? Nothing, they answered. He said to them, but now, if you have a purse, take it, and also a bag. And if you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one. It is written, and he was numbered with the transgressors. And I tell you that this must be fulfilled in me. Yes, what is written about me is reaching its fulfillment. The disciples said, see, Lord, here are two swords. That's enough, he replied. Jesus went out, as usual, to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, pray that you will not fall into temptation. He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down and prayed, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet, not my will, but yours be done. An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. And, being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. When he rose from prayer and went back to the disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. Why are you sleeping? He asked them. Get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. In today's reading, we continue to look at Jesus and his last night before he is arrested and crucified the next day. And so he just finished his Passover meal with the disciples, where he had the Last Supper and did the Lord's Supper, where he gave the bread and the wine as a symbol of his body and blood being broken and poured out for us. And immediately after that, his disciples are arguing about who is going to be the greatest, and he reminds them that the greatest is the one who serves. And Jesus is a perfect example of this. He is giving himself for us, to serve us. Now, here he begins a new section, and he's talking to Simon Peter. And he says that Satan has asked to sift them. He's asked to go through and divide them. And he's going to. And Jesus has prayed for them that they will be strong, that they will not break under the pressure of what's about to happen. And Peter says, oh, Lord, I'm not going to go away. I am strong. I am with you, even to prison or death. I'll die for you, Lord. And Jesus says, no. You're actually not as strong as you think you are. In fact, tonight, Peter, you are going to deny me three times. And Peter's like, what? No, I'd never do that. And he does. You see, when times get difficult, our first reaction is to do whatever it takes to protect ourselves. But we must remember to put God first, to put Jesus first, and to trust Him. But that only comes through prayer. That only comes through seeking God and being intentional about spending time with Him, about deliberately looking for Him and searching for Him. But it comes through prayer. We must pray. We must seek God. And so He tells them and warns them to pray that God will protect them. And we see that in the next section as well. As he goes and he prays in the Mount of Olives. And when he gets there, he tells them, pray that you will not fall into temptation. You see, we need to constantly be in prayer. Constantly going before God, asking God to give us strength. Asking Him to give us wisdom, to help us, to hold us, and to strengthen our hearts. And so, he tells them to pray. Now, it's interesting, he goes on, and he prays. And look at his prayer in verse 42. Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet, not my will, but yours be done. He says, if you are willing, take this cup. Now, what does he mean? What is this cup that he's talking about? Well, he knows what's about to happen. That he is about to be arrested, beaten, and crucified. And so, he is praying that God would take that away from him, that he wouldn't have to go through that. But he knows that it is God's will that he goes through it. He knows that he is getting ready to go into something difficult. And he prays that it will be taken away, but he surrenders to it. And he says, but not my will, but yours be done. You see, Jesus knew that the only way to save our souls and redeem us was for him to die. And he served us. He gave himself for us. And he prayed, Lord, I don't want this, but I do. I don't want this to happen, but if this is the only way, if this is your will, I will do whatever you want. And so that needs to be our attitude. That even when we are facing something difficult, we say, not my will, but yours. Lord, I want this to happen. I have these ideas. But Lord, I want what you want. Now, that is very hard to say sometimes. But we must learn to get this attitude. This attitude that we see in Christ. And it was so difficult. He was praying and praying, and it was breaking his heart so much that he was sweating like blood coming from him. And this is something that can happen under periods of extreme stress. And so it's very difficult for him what he's going through. And what makes it even worse is that he gets up and he goes back and he finds his disciples, his followers, his closest friends, who he had just said, watch and pray. He finds them asleep. How often does he find us sleeping? Now, we may not be physically sleeping, although oftentimes we do sleep when we should be praying. And we do sleep when we should be getting up and spending time with God. But how often does he find us spiritually asleep? We're not watching. It's like we've gone to sleep and we're just going through life sleepwalking, not thinking about God. That's not how we're supposed to live. That's not how I want to live. We must pray. We must spend time seeking God, asking for His help, begging for His favor and mercy, and following Him. Lord, I pray that You would help us to have the heart that Jesus had. Lord, that You would help us to pray more, to seek Your face, seek Your guidance. Lord, help us. Lord, help us to surrender to You, even when things seem difficult. Lord, not my will, but Yours. That we would give ourselves to You, wholly and completely. We just pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.